KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you this morning by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic.
And at 8:07, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies and 61 degrees here in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly to mostly sunny today with a high of 86, winds south-southwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour. And good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Patrons of the AHSTW Community School District have three more community meetings set to take place between now and November 2nd with regard to two parts of a 2021 bond referendum that combined amounts to just under $20 million. Previously, meetings were held in Avoca, Walnut, and most recently, Shelby. AHSTW School Superintendent Darren Jones says the next meetings are set for Tuesday, October 12th at 7 p.m. in Tenet during the Tenet City Council meeting. Thursday, October 14th in Avoca from 5:30 until 7 p.m. at the AHSTW High School cafeteria. And on Tuesday, October 19th in Hancock from 7 until 8:30 p.m. at the Hancock City Hall. Jones explains there were two questions on November 2nd ballot for the referendum. The first is with regard to remodeling, repairing, and improving the district's existing pre-K through 12 facilities, along with some additions to the buildings.
Our high school was built in 1972, so we're coming on 50 years. And we're really looking to update and renovate that in the areas of HVAC, lighting, and just general classroom improvements, electricity and such. Along with that, we're also looking at creating a CTE wing on the west side of our building. That addition would hold our family consumer science classrooms, would include our ag classrooms, which then leads into FFA. And then our industrial tech program. On the far northwest corner of our existing building, then there would also be a music classroom.
Jones says the lighting components aspect of the improvements is not limited to the high school section.
That would be a K-12 piece, so really looking to enhance lighting into a more efficient, crisper light in the form of LED. We're really excited to get in and take a look at what can be done in those areas and just continuing to enhance the learning environment.
The second question voters will act on November 2nd is with regard to the construction of an auditorium.
The proposed auditorium would be located on the northwest corner and would actually then attach to our music facility, to the new music room that's there, or that would be created with the passage of question number one. The auditorium just gives us dedicated practice facilities for our band and choir daily, also speech and drama.
In addition to the classroom learning environment, the auditorium can be used, he said, for community education spaces and other opportunities.
All of those additions in that $12.9 million general obligation bond referendum would then also allow us to just reorganize some classrooms and allow for some space on our primary and lower intermediate side, where we've done a great job of looking at our educational needs at the foundational level, but with additional classrooms, that's come at the expense of some other programs, one of which was the elementary art classroom.
Jones says he thinks the overall feedback they've received from the three previous meetings has generally been positive.
Our kids deserve the best, right? And we want to continue to find ways to enhance programming and provide them with the best opportunities that we possibly can. So that's why we're so excited about the projects and the two referendum questions that we're posing to the community. Is we just continue to not only look for today, but also plan for the future.
And the Cass County Republican Party has raised funds for the Atlantic Police Reserves as part of the political organization's Fund the Police efforts. A check for $1,500 was presented last Monday at the American Legion Memorial Building in Atlantic. Atlantic Police Lieutenant Devin Hogue said the proceeds came from a raffle that were held by the Cass County Republicans.
I think the understanding was they were hoping to fund us, but also assist with the drone program that we have implemented and continue to build and grow. So that's okay. Likely where it's going to go and be used, and keep up on trainings and updates and things that we'll need to do with that.
He said the funds will be used for the drone program, which benefits the police department, Cass County Sheriff's Department, and Atlantic Fire Department.
You know, the support for us is always great. The support for the drone program has been outstanding. To go from nothing a year ago to where we're at is a great start, and we're continuing to get our pilots up to date and up to snuff with their training and their abilities. And the more that we can put into them, the more capabilities we're going to have.
Lieutenant Hogue said the drone has been deployed many times already on difficult and different calls out and calls for service.
Some of our guys are starting to utilize it on injury accidents. We can pre-program it to fly above the accident, and then it stitches hundreds of pictures together and makes one overall aerial view of your accident. And then we can even take some basic measurements, and we can zoom in and mark things such as, you know, if there's a part of a car here or skid marks or debris in the road, glass, just kind of a better tool that we're always looking and finding new ways to use it properly and be used to our best advantage.
The lieutenant says while the drones are available locally to the police, sheriffs, and fire departments, that doesn't mean it won't be shared elsewhere in the county when needed.
But we're definitely making it available and have been to meetings to let, you know, Griswold, Anita, Cumberland, Messina Fire all know that should they need it, if they need an aerial view or they got a building, we'll absolutely get somebody out there to help them out.
And he expressed his appreciation for the funds that they received last Monday.
Thank you to the Cass County Republicans and everyone that pitched in and supported their fundraiser and their raffle, and we greatly appreciate the support.
That's a check of the news on KJAN.
KJAN News has been brought to you this morning by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic.